We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. He needs to stop by more often. Nathan Halfpap is here, and he's one of the good guys that helps run Good Samaritan Home. And the Good Samaritan Home Foundation is teaming up with their neighbor, Trinity Church, at 2020 South 24th to have a big family festival on Saturday, September 7th. It's going to run from 11 to 5. You know, the summer's kind of behind us now. The county fairs are gone. The Knights of Columbus barbecue's gone. But people really love to go out and have a family festival, so we're kind of stretching it. It's not going to be quite as big as a county fair, the Knights of Columbus barbecue, but it's going to be a lot of fun and something for kids, something for adults. And Nathan Halfpap is here today to talk all about the event on September 7th. So welcome.
Thank you. What an intro, Mary. I appreciate it.
Well, I just love Good Samaritan Home. And let's talk a little bit first about Good Samaritan Home. I have a little group that I'm a member of, and I'm certainly not the leader of it, but it's the Quincy Community Theater Act Two Players. And we're retired and semi-retired people that go around and perform at different venues, and we have performed a Good Samaritan Home. And it's just so nice to go out in our community. I've had people at the past that have lived there. I have a new friend that just moved into one of your cottages.
Sure.
But I'm not out on the campus as often as I used to be when I had, you know, reason to go out there all the time. So every once in a while, it's kind of nice just to walk into places, see what's new, see what's changing, see what's going on. So let's talk a little bit before we get into the Family Fun Fest. What's happening at Good Samaritan Home?
All kinds of things, all kinds of plans in the works. And by the way, thank you guys for coming out. That is such a big part of our activities department and of our home, is all the generous people like your group and all the musical acts and stuff that we have come in. And a lot of them will do it for free. They do it because they want to see our residents smile. And we try to pack the house when you guys come in. So we appreciate that.
Oh, you did. It was packed. In fact, I got there late, and I couldn't get into the stage because everybody was
crowded around.
Could I just roll you back in your wheelchair just a bit so I can get in front of you and then roll you back? It was funny. Yeah, I was like, I can't get on stage. We were standing room and rolling room only there.
Sure.
So we loved it. But that's the kind of stuff, you know, if you've got a group that wants to go and perform, places like Good Samaritan Home and any place around would love to have outside performers. It's a way to enrich your residents for sure.
Yeah, if anybody listening has a group, and, you know, we take all different kinds. Give us a call, 223-8717. Ask for Sally in our activities department, and we'd love to book you, have you come in. But kind of switching gears, yeah, always something new going on at Good Sam. Of course, doing some renovations inside the home with some of our different nursing neighborhoods, and then, of course, building cottages as well out on our main campus, which is right there on Harrison there, about 23rd and Harrison, and then also cottage construction, brand new cottage construction going on over at our Cherry Lane campus, which a lot of people sometimes don't know about, but just look for it over there if you're on Cherry Lane, Cherry Lane Estates. That's a part of Good Samaritan Home as well, so moving forward, just trying to address that need for senior housing in our area. And I think we've got 6 cottages built now, another 2 that are being built, all spoken for, all already leased. As fast as we can get them up, we've got people moving in. So,
and that's the beauty of it. I mean, I know my friend, you know, she's been wanting to make this move for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, circumstances were such that she was prevented from doing so until this very year. But, you know, had her name on a list, and that's the most important thing. If you think that you're a senior, first of all, don't think you're a senior. If you need, I just found out today I'm no longer a baby boomer. I'm Gen J.
Oh,
yeah, they've come up with a new thing.
They
decided that I can't be a baby boomer anymore. Some psychologist decided I have to be a Gen J-er.
Right.
So anyway, I'm at 65. I'm going through a midlife crisis because I thought I was a baby boomer all these years. But the great thing about it is we do know there's a critical need for better housing for seniors.
Correct.
When you build cottages, and some you're not the only nursing home that's caught onto this idea. I mean, it's brilliant.
Sure.
You bring people kind of onto the campus. Mm-hmm. You make them part of the Good Samaritan family. And then if they have to go to the big house, to the nursing home,
as they call it, the big house,
they feel already like they know the staff, they know some of the activities, they already feel part of the Good Samaritan family. How many cottages do you have now? Because you've built some that are really old. I mean, they're still nice, but they're really older and very small.
Sure.
And then you've built some that are, well, they're quite spacious and luxurious. So you've got kind of something for every price point. How many cottages do you have?
And that's a great point. I believe with the new expansion, we're up to around 186. And we started this back in the early 60s, I want to say, is when they broke ground on the first set of cottages. And that's such a good point you bring up, you know. We've got the brand new ones, but we've got ones that have been built from the 60s up until now. So we do have, and they are, and you know, that's our full-time maintenance staff that does all the upkeep inside and out in all those cottages. So it's worry-free, stress-free living. And we really do have something for everybody's price point, but you made a good point there. When you talked about that list, I feel like sometimes I should have a t-shirt printed up that says, get your name on the list and get it there before you need it. Yeah, because it's quite a list. So, you know, it never hurts. It doesn't cost anything. It's just a great idea.
And if you're not ready, they'll just pass you over and go to the next name on the list.
Of course.
I've been in a lot of your cottage. I've been in the 60s group, and they are delightful. And, you know, frankly, for some people, that's all they need. I mean, it's smaller. And then I've been in the 70s conglomeration, and those are just a little bit bigger.
Yes.
You know, and then I've been in the modern ones, the newer ones.
Yeah.
And man, like I said, that'd be an upgrade for a lot of people, not a downgrade. That'd be an upgrade for a lot of people, but not everybody can afford that. So you have to have a price point that fits everyone, because Good Samaritan is a community facility. So you've got to have a price point that everybody can afford. Do people actually own some of these cottages, or is it all a rental agreement?
It's more like a lease. So yeah, you don't necessarily own it. You pay some up front.
Is it like a condo? In other words, you don't own the land, but you own the home in a sense.
Correct.
But part of that asset is also guaranteeing that you'll have assets to go into Good Samaritan Home if you need nursing home care, right?
Yes, very true. Yes.
Okay. Explain how that works.
Okay, so what you do is you kind of come in and you pay a certain amount up front, and that's depending, of course, upon what cottage you're in. And once that's paid, you actually go on for a certain amount of time, and I think on some of the new ones, it's 13 years, you don't pay anything per month. Your rent actually comes off what you've already paid. And we've got folks that have lived in the cottages now for going on 14, 15 years, and they're just actually starting to pay the second half of their rent because they've paid everything up front and haven't paid a dime in the last 11, 12 years. So it's a little bit of an odd arrangement, but once it's explained to you better, you can kind of see the value in it. And then, of course, as you alluded to there, Good Sam being a CCRC, a continuum care retirement community, one of the only ones in our area, you know, you've got that safety and security. You've got all the bells and whistles and stress-free living that comes with living in the cottage. And then when the time comes, any sort of care you need, you've got it right there. You never have to go somewhere else. And I think that security is what draws a lot of people to Good Sam.
I know it's what drew my girlfriend there. She's been wanting to move there for years, and she finally could make the move this year.
Right.
The great thing about it is once you're in the cottage, you're independent, but you can access some of the services at Good Samaritan. And then the other thing is maybe you need to step up and go to assisted living. So you're on the list automatically. Now, they still have to have an opening. Just because you have a cottage doesn't mean you automatically will have an opening, because again, there are limited number of spaces, but your chances are better than the average person walking in off the street who has no affiliation. And then if you need skilled nursing care, again, you're in the family and you're first on the list. The other thing I've heard, correct me if I'm wrong, like say I'm up and about and I'm completely independent like my girlfriend is. I've got a couple of girlfriends that live in these situations, one of them a Good Sam.
Sure.
What if she needed a hip replacement? She wouldn't be independent for a while.
Sure.
She could go into Good Samaritan, into the skilled nursing if she needed to for 3 weeks or whatever that Medicare would say would be necessary.
Yep.
And then she would just go back into her own private home, just as if it was her private home, because she's there on the campus.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up, because then I get to mention our outstanding therapy department. And that's what a lot of cottagers will take advantage of. And like you said, something just like that, a hip replacement. You come in to the home, you're doing your therapy, you're there maybe 4, 6, 8, 12 weeks, however long your rehab takes. Once you're back up, ready to go, you just simply slide right back over to your cottage and you're there. So when I say that you really don't have to leave the campus for almost anything, you really don't. We really do have it all.
However, they do have a lovely little bus, and they'll take you to the theater or take you out to dinner. Or
That's right.
Every once in a while, you have a little on-the-road trip.
You know,
the food's great, but every once in a while, you want to eat at a restaurant. So
sure.
Little groups of people will get together, go to the theater, maybe go to the Avenue of Lights, whatever.
Yes.
That's part of it, having a social director there to always make sure that if you want to participate in outside activities, you can, or if you just want to... Some people are very solitary, and that's all they need. But the comfort, I think the comfort that is there as older people choose the cottages, I think part of it is it's like, well, I really feel like I'm capable of living by myself still, but I do like the idea of being in this 186 cottage neighborhood where everybody's kind of in the same boat as me. We're all doing great, but we know we're one slip away from needing a little bit of help, and it's nice to have that little call button.
Sure.
So if I need a light bulb changed,
correct.
I don't have to climb up on the ladder, and you don't want them to climb up on the ladder.
No, you certainly don't. Light bulbs, air filters, your grass is done, your snow removal's done, trees trimmed, gutters cleaned. It's great because, and like you said, I'm glad you brought up that community. We've actually got one of our older cottages that we have now converted. We call it the Cottage Community Center. It's up on the main campus. We've got a large group of those cottagers who hang out. They've got things every day of the week. They've
probably
got a coffee hour.
All-night poker game going on sometimes.
It could be. They might not tell me about that one. But
Mr. Mayor, get over there and check out that gambling.
Yeah,
because
I don't think we have we're licensed for that.
You're definitely not licensed for that.
But they do play cards. They do get together for coffee hour, and they do different things. And then, of course, like you said, like when you guys just came in and your group that did your plays and skits, those are all open to the cottagers as well. And we communicate everything going on inside the home in our social room in a weekly newsletter that goes to everybody inside and outside the home called The Patter. So if they are like, oh, that's cool, I know Mary, I listen to her on the radio, I want to go check that out and see what this is all about, they're more than welcome to come in. So
okay.
We do have cottagers that come in for those things too.
So it's that continuum of care, and Good Samaritan Home offers that. And the way they pay for that is interesting. And one of the things they have to do is raise money. So the Good Samaritan Home Foundation has teamed up with Trinity Church at 2024 South 24th for this Saturday, September 7th, United Hearts Family Fest. How many years has this been going on?
This is actually only our second
annual. Only the second year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you had it last year. I wasn't sure if I'd, COVID, forget it.
Sure.
Nothing was 2 years ago. But we're going to talk very briefly about this, then we're going to come back and fill in the details. But who needs to come September 7th between 11 and 5 there at Trinity Church, your neighbor? They're opening up their parking lot and their grounds for this. And what kind of stuff are we going to do? Just give us a little snapshot, then we'll go into depth after the break.
Sure. First of all, it's for everyone. We want you to come, bring your family. We've got something for all ages, from the adults all the way down to 2, 3, 4-year-olds, including live music, all kinds of great food, beverages, games, bounce houses, things like that. So, we can get into some of the specifics here, but it really is, if you're a friend of Good Sam, we want you there. If you're just out in the community, we want you there. There's really no limit as to who we want coming to our event. So,
and just like Armband Day at the carnival, if you buy your tickets in advance, you get a little bit of a discount. So,
correct.
That is always a great thing for mom and for pop, they want to say. But the great thing about it is there's a lot of stuff for the kids to do. And since it's very intergenerational and very family friendly, there's plenty of places to sit and relax. And then there's places to go at high speed with the kiddos. And then there's places to sit and relax.
Sure.
And all kinds of food. So it's really great. We'll get into details in just a moment. But first, we have to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative at 9:35 and see what's happening on our farm markets today. We'll be right back with Nathan Halfpap from Good Samaritan Home. Best use of the word undrunken, which is not in the English vocabulary, but I just decided to make up because I love Remington so much. I want to make sure his lemonade stand is well populated next Tuesday and everybody can come in and undrunk some lemonade from Remington. Nathan Halfpap is here, and we've been talking about all the great things that are going on at Good Samaritan Home. They have 186 cottages. Let me ask you real quickly, how many assisted living spaces do you have, and how many nursing home beds do you have?
Assisted living, we've got a shade under 30. I know our long-range planning has looked at some other options as to increasing assisted living, because just like the senior housing, the independent housing, there is a demand for that. And then the beds, that number will fluctuate. And that's always depending on the bugaboo, staffing. And when it comes to staffing, it's the nurses and the nursing professionals and the CNAs, which I will say, probably the last time I was here, we were probably still talking about how COVID influenced that. And things are getting better. It was pretty stagnant for probably a 2-year period there, but we are now seeing an influx of those RNs and LPNs and CNAs.
So you have it's the only thing that limits the number of people that can live there in your nursing home is the number of staff you have to care for them.
Correct.
What's the maximum number of beds that you could have if you were fully staffed?
Oh, I think if we were fully staffed, it's around 240, 250, something like that.
But that's not the realistic level today. What is today's average?
Today's average is probably closer to 130, 140, something like that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you literally, we talk about how nursing home beds are needed.
Mm-hmm.
You've got them, but you can't put people in them if they're not properly cared for. So you have to actually have inventory unused.
Correct.
Which is not unusual. I think a lot of nursing homes are in that same boat.
Yes.
But the problem with that is it's getting harder and harder to find a nursing home bed. And we know some have closed.
Yes.
Some nursing homes have completely closed and others are, well, you know, we hope that they maintain being open.
Sure.
But again, Medicare and Medicaid don't pay the full cost.
They do not.
Private donations from churches, which, you know, Good Samaritan relies on, it's never going to be totally enough. Private pay is never going to be totally enough. And so you always have to have a fundraiser. And with fundraising really comes awareness raising. And that's where this Family Fest comes in, because you get people out on your campus. They start to understand that every person requires dignity in their life, whether they're living in a luxury condo on the Cherry Lane Estates campus or they're in a nursing home bed being served by Medicare. They're getting a standard of care at Good Samaritan Home that does not fail. You don't look at people's wallets you decide if they get medicine. So that's a critical thing to understand, that we're very lucky here in our area because we don't have these indigent homes. We have people from all walks of life in the community living under one roof. You won't see that in big cities. In big cities, there'll be a dumping site, indigent homes, and all the paupers have to go there. And it's not often a pleasant place.
No.
But, you know, it's always a pleasant place when you walk into Good Samaritan. So let's talk about the Family Fest.
Sure.
So entertainment, Stealing Copper Band will be there from 11 to 1:30. What kind of music do they play?
You've got kind of a classic Southern rock kind of mix, and they are great. They're out of Hannibal, Missouri. I've seen them myself a couple times. I know they played up at the Adams County Fair after the headliners did this last year, so they're excellent. They're kicking us off from 11 o'clock to 1:30 that day, and then following them up at 2 o'clock, we've got the Silver Bullet Band and a great local rock act here from Quincy, and they're going to play us out until 5 o'clock.
Okay. Mississippi Mind Trap Escape Room.
Yes, so new this year.
Yeah.
If anybody's done an escape room, I've done Mississippi Mind Trap. They're out of Hannibal. They do an excellent job. I've done some in Nashville. I've done one in St. Louis. They're a great time. This is something you want to get a group together and go do. And just for those who don't know, they lock you in a room. The room's got a theme. You've got a certain amount of time to figure out all the clues and get out and do it with family and friends, because it is hilarious and it can be an eye-opener when everybody has to work together.
It's a great family building thing, because
it is.
Everybody will have a different way of looking at things. It may be the 7-year-old who can figure it out.
That's right.
You know? But the good news is at 5 o'clock, the event's over and they'll let you out whether you care or not.
Yeah. Whether you make it out or not, we promise you can go home.
There will be a limited time they'll allow you in there.
And then yes.
You can, and the Holding Hearts Quarter Auction. Okay.
Yeah. So probably one of the most popular things at our event last year. And if anybody has done like Quarter Madness with like the Quincy Newton Kiwanis, shout out. I'm a Kiwanian myself. So shout out to them. That's what the Holding Hearts Quarter Auction is. And we're so lucky to have all these businesses locally here that donate. So we've got some awesome stuff for you to bid on. So that'll be going on kind of in the middle of the day. And like I said, last year was the first year for this. We've added a few things and we had over 500 attendees last year. So, you know, I said, why not double it? So that's why we're kind of upping our game with some of this entertainment.
Well, the great thing about the entertainment is, again, it's a chance to sit and stop and relax for a while. And then lots of stuff for the kids to do alongside their grandparents and parents.
That's right.
Trinity United Church of Christ is partnering with you. And they're really making all the kids' games, like they probably have a lot of volunteers from the church helping to man this. Because obviously a Good Samaritan home, your staff has to still be caring for your residents. Hopefully a lot of them will be able to attend.
Yes,
but
we hope.
The nursing staff can't be there running the bounce house.
Yeah, they won't all be there
No. So, I mean, we understand that you need volunteers. So thanks to Trinity for stepping up. The make and take craft. Everybody likes to put hands on.
Yes, Trinity did this last year. It was an idea they came up with. They came to us. As soon as they pitched it to us, we were like, of course, you know, this sounds awesome. So that's something for the kids. Well, they'll have a couple different craft items and they build it right there with them. And then, of course, you know, that's something you get to take home with them. And, you know, maybe that's something you do before you take them out to the bounce houses and release them and let them run wild. Or maybe it's something you do after that energy's already spent. But yeah, for kids of all ages, we'll have two different bounce houses. And then what's really cool, two different giant blow up obstacle courses. So it's like a bounce house meets an obstacle course that you got to go through. Super popular last year. And then of course, all your carnival games and stuff that you would come to expect from any sort of parish picnic, which is what this is kind of patterned after.
I learned a new skill. I mean, I may be forced. You may be forced to get the world's best horse race. Dice thrower in the world.
Oh,
I have proclaimed myself the new queen of the horse race game at the Knights of Columbus Barbecue.
That's
so
great.
You know, and it's funny because the names of the horses, one of them is Fleabag. Nobody ever picks
Fleabag. Yeah.
Everybody wants Skittles and Spider-Man.
Sure.
But nobody ever wants Fleabag. However, Fleabag has mathematically the same chance of winning.
That's
so
right.
That's a little tidbit there for you insiders. The bottom line is Fleabag's coming out at 50-1 for the big payoff. And then, of course, the dunk tank. Who will Nathan Halfpap be in the dunk tank?
I manned the dunk tank, actually, all last year. I'll be manning it for a portion of this this event. I may be in it for a portion of this event, depending on how many dunkers I can find until then. But we actually had no problem with it last year. We did it in our shifts. We had so many people volunteering for it. And then, of course, you know, when I'm running the dunk tank, you know, a little kid comes up, they get three balls. If they miss after three, get up there and knock that thing down, buddy.
Let them go in.
You paid your money. Get up there and dunk that guy in there. So, super big attraction.
Okay, fantastic. And, of course, any kind of carnival or festival has to have food and drink.
Yes.
Cole Wholesale will have the food tent there. What kind of stuff do they bring, or is it like a mystery? Because they can bring 1,000 different things. It's like the world's best smorgasbord of what do you want us to bring? I mean, I'm sure that, you know, every time they show up somewhere, they've got something tasty with them.
Oh,
do you know what they're bringing?
Yeah, some of the things. Cole's very gracious that Cole's, we have a community partner like them. They have sponsored our food tent. And I know we're going to have your typical fare of your hot dogs, your hamburgers, your cheeseburgers. I know we're also going to have ribeye sandwiches, which always go over very well. And then all kinds of sides and stuff to pick from. And, of course, all your condiments that go with that. So you can get you a nice, nice lunch. And then, you know, after that, you can kind of head over to where some of our food/drink trucks will be. We've got a couple great ones of those coming out, Angel Shack and Sweet Tweets. I have to think about it every time I say it, or I'll say Sweet Treats, which is incorrect. But if anybody's had Lotus drinks or milkshakes or the freeze-dried candy or anything like that from these two places, and of course coffee drinks as well, which we all know are extremely popular right now, they will both be out there as well. And then we'll also have the Opal Bake Shop right inside the church too, selling some awesome homemade baked goods. And then, of course, soft drinks from Pepsi Cola and also a beer and wine tent from Hawbrick Enterprises. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say that we couldn't put this on and couldn't do all of these things without our title sponsor for last year and this year's event, Peters Heating and Air Conditioning. Them, along with Kohl's, such great community partners. We're fortunate to have those kind of businesses here in our area.
Absolutely. Peters family, again, a good family-owned business.
Correct.
And they understand that keeping places like Good Samaritan Home running are critically important. So this benefits the Good Samaritan Home Foundation, and it's put on by Trinity Church, Trinity United Church of Christ at 2020 South 24th. And most of the events are there on their church campus. Your neighbors,
we kind of are.
You abut each other, but
it's
kind of a strict, it's kind of like your Cherry Lane Estates thing. You know, there's enough land between that maybe people don't make the connection that you are neighbors. But you are definitely neighborhood partners in this. And
we are.
Yeah.
And Good Sam's affiliated with the United Church of Christ. And, of course, Salem and Trinity here in Quincy are both members of the UCC. And I do have to give a shout out to Pastor Tim White from Trinity. Not only is he gracious enough to let us use their expansive campus over there at Trinity for this, but Tim does a lot for our home. He's on our board of directors. He's a huge advocate for Good Sam. He comes in and fills in chapel when we need that, when ours is on vacation and things. So just an awesome relationship with Trinity, and we're very lucky to have it. And outside, inside, there'll be events in both. We lucked out. It was 80 degrees and sunny last year, so fingers crossed for September 7th this year, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.,
okay.
And we'd like to see everybody there.
Talk about how we can get tickets, because ticket purchasing in advance is a great way to go.
Yes, it is. So the event is free to everyone, but unlike, you know, say Knights of Columbus, where you have your beer tickets and then you pay for your food with cash, things like that, our tickets, they're $1 a piece, and those tickets are good for almost every single thing that we offer at this event.
So you can do a kids game with it or buy a beer with it.
Yep, you can do both. You'll get your food with it, you'll get your beer, your soda, you'll get your kids games with it, any of the attractions like that. So what you can do is we've got a QR code up on our Facebook page. The easiest way to go, just go ahead and scan it. You can also go to givebutter.com/UHFF. 2024, and that stands for United Hearts Family Fest, obviously. But once you're on there, it is a super easy platform. You can purchase them in increments of $20, and every time you buy $20 worth of tickets, we give you $5 worth of tickets free. And there's no limit to how many of those you can purchase, and you can also sign yourself or your group up for the Mississippi Mind Trap Escape Room on the same website.
Which probably will have to have pre-registration because, again, it's such a unique event, and 1,000 people cannot go through it.
No,
we not everybody.
Have the room for that.
Not everybody, because it takes time, and that's the whole point. You're locked in there, and it's a finite amount of people, and you've got to work to get out of the problem.
That's right.
And it takes a while. And, again, that's kind of a luxury item, if you say. Not that it costs more, but if you want to do that, buy your tickets in advance and make your reservation in advance for the Mississippi Mind Trap Escape Room.
Yeah, and if you don't have a group of 5, 8, 10 people, and it's you and your spouse, or you and your spouse and your child, or something like that, you guys want to do it, you can sign up, and we can, you know, we can pair you up with someone else who's just a couple, and then makes it super interesting when you're in there, and now you're working together with people that you just met. So, but they are really fun. I can't stress how much of a good time those escape rooms are. We just did a team building earlier in the summer, all the department heads at Good Sam, and we were in two different rooms, and the competitive juices were flowing, I can tell you that. So it was a great time, and that's kind of what we wanted to recreate here at the Family Fest.
Okay, the Mississippi Mind Trap Escape Room will be there. There'll be a quarter auction, of course, the Steel and Copper Band from 11 to 1:30, the Silver Bullet Band from 2 to 5, lots and lots of festival food, including homemade bake good items, and of course, every kind of carnival game and yard game that the kids can play, and the bounce houses and the obstacle course and the dunk tank and the make and take crafts. It's just a fun family festival day. and it's going to be September 7th, 11 to 5. Get your tickets early. You buy basically 25 tickets for $20.
Correct.
Because for every $20 you spend, you get 5 tickets free. So,
right.
You know, again, if this is something you want to do with your family, think ahead, plan ahead, mm-hmm. get your name in for that escape room, get your tickets purchased in advance. The proceeds benefit a good cause. And you'll find something to spend those tickets on because it's not restricted. It's
That's
not
right.
like, oh, I've got 80 beer tickets left. I'm just going to have to get drunk. No, it's not like that.
Right.
You can eat as much as you want. You can drink as much as you want. You can play as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always get more tickets if you have to.
Correct.
Now, they're going to be more expensive the day of the sale, though.
Yeah, they'll just be $1 a piece. You won't get that extra $5 bonus. But, of course, you'll be able to purchase them that day as well. A lot of people did this last year where they pre-ordered tickets and they were there for 2 hours and decided we're going to spend 2 more hours here. So they went in and bought some more tickets. So that's what we hope for. And we really want the community to show out for this. We want to get you here on the campus of Trinity and meet some of the Good Sam staff and some of our directors and things like that. And just connect with our community that's always so generous to our home.
Okay, we're going to be back and make our remaining moments with Nathan Halfpap. But first, we're going to take a break. You're listening to WTAD.